Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I am sitting in my living room trying to organize some things. And without saying too much, I'm reading a list of names. And what happened to standard names, regular names? Oh, sure, I know that, you know, the movie Twilight changed the names for babies, and I know that, you know, the decades and the times change, and I was trying to think names like Blanche and Rose and what were the Golden Girls names? Ethel, names like that you're not gonna hear for little girls. The names are pronounced the same. However, because I think parents want their children to be unique in every possible way, they have to spell it differently. Natalie. N-A-T-I-L-E-E. Natalie. Then you have little boys that are named Taggart. Or Ivan. I-V-A-N. I-Van. Then you have, what's another unique, Tatum. Tatum. T-A-T-U-M. Tatum. Kylie. K-Y-L-I-E. Mariah. Angelina. Sebastian. S-A-B-A-N. S-T-I-A-N. Aiden. Connor. Mason. Not like Mason Jar, but Mason. M-A-C-Y-N. Kenzie. Audra. Yeah. You have, on my other list, I have names like, well, I have one, Katrina, Annabelle, Autumn, Campbell, Reed, Cole, Madeline, which I had tossed around to name my daughter. Because there was a song. No, it was Madeline, I think. Yeah, Madeline? Yeah, it was Madeline, I think. Because there was a song by Winger way back when, and I just liked the way he said it. Ugh, thank God I didn't. No, Madeline. M-A-T-I-L-Y-N. Kyla. Miley, M-Y-L-E-E. McKenna, Mackenzie. My other list, where is that other list I have to work on? Two Mackenzies. Avery. Avery, a boy or a girl. In this case, it's a girl. Annika, Addison, Addison spelled A-D-D-I-S-Y-N, Addison, it's a girl. I don't see the, you know, I have a child named Leonardo, Kobe, Olivia, A-L. I-V-I-A, Olivia, Olivia, not Olivia, but Olivia. It rhymes with tibia. I don't know. But I'm just like, how do parents, you know, I understand everybody's unique. Really. I did my children's names, the last two, phonetically. For one, I didn't like the way a cursive E looks. Had I known that they would never have to use cursive, you know, in 2015, I probably would have used an E. I used an F instead of a PH. I thought a PH is a sound. We use an F. Those were the only things that I, you know, I changed. But I just can't, the names, you know, there were some other ones that I remember. Yeah, figures. Now that I say that, and I try not to yawn in your ear, and now I can't remember the names, but I need to get back to making my list. I just think it's funny how parents try to come up with original spellings, original names, something you've never heard. And, you know, you're only going to do so much, and then every other option, every other, it's all going to be used. At some point, there's going to be someone out there that has the exact same spelling and the same name, and it's just really crazy to think about all the people out there in the world. And why do parents want that individuality? Do they actually think about how the child's going to spell the name when they first start writing? Because I know my man-child was telling me, you know how long my name is? And I'm like, yes, I know, I'm so sorry. To learn how to spell all that, you know. And I notice little children, they know how to spell their first name, but they have no clue what their last name is, or even looks like some of them. It's just shocking, I guess. I don't know. But you can definitely tell the different children who get spoken to a lot, children that are involved in their families a lot. There are other children that you ask them questions about, you know, their siblings or things that are going on, and they have no clue. They just look at you with a blank face. Other children will tell you, well, that's my mom's live-in boyfriend's uncle's cousin's truck. And they have a dog, and they come over, and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, my gosh, please just stop talking. So, there you have it. I'm pretty ordinary, plain, with a name like Catherine. Good Irish Catholic name for a Mexican. Oh, man. All right. Back to work. Latinus, people.